Because in order to add to your faith, it's impossible to do that without getting rid of something first. You know, laying aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. You know, sin is sin, but the weight is not necessarily something that's sinful. Maybe it's just something that's holding you back. You know, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful, but I would not be brought under the power of any. And some of those things that are lawful unto us are just things that are weights that are just holding us back from going forward. Okay, we need to add to our faith virtue. Now, the person who's forgotten that he was purged from his old sins, you know, we've heard people say this. Well, that means that they forgot that they were saved. I mean, seriously? Like, hey, when did you get saved? What does that mean? Saved? I don't know of this. You said you were saved? Oh yeah, I was purged from my old sins. That's right. That's not what that's referring to. Because look, when you start getting right with God, you purge yourself from things that are not right. You know, the Bible tells us that the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. It talks about in the house there's vessels of honor, some of gold, some of wood. And it says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use. Purge himself from these. So you got to do your due diligence to purge yourself from iniquity, to purge yourself from sins, things that are not pleasing unto the Lord, if you're going to add to your faith, if you're not going to be blind, if you want to see afar off, if you're not going to forget, hey, I already got rid of this stuff in my life, why am I going back to it, kind of thing, okay? That makes a lot of sense. That makes way more sense than you just forgot that you were saved. Amen. You know, I forgot what Jesus that I believe in again? Is it the oneness Jesus? This always happens to me. You know, like, I need some ginkgo biloba to know what Jesus, proper Jesus to believe is. The Jehovah's Witnesses, that's stupid. Yeah. Okay, that's foolishness and folly. What this is referring to is the fact that if you're not adding to your faith, you're forgetting that you cleaned up your life at one time. Okay, look at verse number 10.